mention three points to that. The first one is deployment support, where we are currently seeing increasing innovation or research and development support for what we're doing, which is great. Please continue to do that. We are lacking deployment support. You have to imagine the next plant that we will be building will cost several hundreds of millions of dollars, right? So far, our plants have been largely financed by private money. On top of that, with some grants like innovation grants or research and deployment grants. Now, what we're lacking for the next steps is some mechanisms that can help us to share like those hundreds of millions of investment. To give an example, point I'm giving, I'm bringing an example with me. In 2010, the electric vehicle producer Tesla, for example, received from the Department of Energy in the US $465 million deployment support, so to say. And it would be, well, clearly Tesla would have made it anyway, but maybe that has been facilitating. Now, point one, in summary, deployment support. Point two, incentives. Currently, the market is a voluntary market dominated by pioneers like Bill Gates, Microsoft, Shopify, Swiss Re, you name it, all of them I mentioned before. It is not clear that beyond those pioneers, the large share of companies will be taking the same risk, if you want, the same market risk as those pioneers are taking. And in such, market incentives can help to support offtake of what we're doing to match the gap between the production cost of what we're having and the willingness to pay we're having in the private sector. To give an example here, subsidies for solar photovoltaic in the 2000s years, for example, in Germany, or we've seen that in Japan, California, elsewhere, have been a very powerful mechanism to get solar power off the ground. And this is something we can also think about as a very powerful mechanism for what we do, a subsidy program where the gap between the cost and the willingness to pay, so to say, is matched by an incentive, which initially is higher and then decreasing over time, and helping us to get sort of place the CO2 removal capacities on the market. And lastly, current market is voluntary, and we need to move to a regulated market. Like once those subsidies, for example, expired, I always give this very trivial example or a simple example. Today, when we enter airplanes, we have to show a COVID certificate. And I hope that in 2035, we will be forced to show our CO2 certificate. So from a currently purely voluntary action, we have to move to regulated action.
All right, Christoph.